Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is a maiden voyage. First time I've done the Sunday radio show that I've been now doing for 2 years. Seems like I started it yesterday. From 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time, this is our maiden voyage out of my own studios. I do the weekday show out of the Central Texas Command Center here in Austin, Texas. For the last 2 years, I've been doing the show out of the Emmis Communications local news radio 590 studio. And we're still on that fine station, 590 AM KLBJ here in town. But I wanted to be able to have the Sunday radio show also be simulcast over the web visually as a three-dimensional television show at prisonplanet.tv. So we are simulcasting right now at prisonplanet.tv. We are live. It is Sunday, the 12th day of July 2009. We have 2 hours spanning out before us. Very important radio slash TV show today. So I want to thank everyone that has joined us. I've talked about in the past how every year or so I would see some government document or government textbook or report that stunned me, that shook me to my very core, and just validated and confirmed hundreds of other research points that I had been working on. But Friday, I became aware, Friday evening, of a government textbook. A government textbook at policy level for academics advising government that's over 1,000 pages long. And I read several hundred pages of it. Paul Watson wrote a detailed story Saturday concerning it. And it validates 100%. Everything that we've discussed on this radio show. But then the term 110% comes into play. How about 200%, 300%, 400%, 500%, 1,000%? I am almost speechless at what we've discovered. And it's probably the most devastating single document that I have ever read or looked at. And I can't put it down. To give you an idea, it's totally changing the course of this new Obama film I was making that already had some information on eugenics, but not much, to where I'm just scrapping large portions of it and changing directions now. It makes Endgame, as horrifying and unbelievable as Endgame is, but all well documented, look like it's a whitewash. I mean, good night, nurse. When does this end? What am I talking about? I'm talking about this bastard right here on the screen, John Holdren. You see that photograph? You see what's in the background? You see that book on the bookshelf right there? Well, I have the Google Books copy of it, and I have two ordered. It's an expensive textbook. I ordered a new one over $100. Being mailed to me, this son of a bitch, and that's what he is, this psychopath who makes Jeffrey Dahmer look like a choir boy. This guy right here is one of the main engineers of the eugenics operations going on right now. And that book you see right there on screen is everything they're doing to us. I went and lift weights today, and I saw two young women who had brain disorders and couldn't walk, and I couldn't control myself and went up and talked to one of them, and she was talking about, yeah, this just suddenly happened when I was 22 years old. Out of the blue, they don't know what it is. And I said, lady, did you take some vaccines around that time?
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Coming to you live from the sunny South Austin studios of the InfoWars Resistance Against the Eugenics Planetary Dictatorship, I am Alex Jones. We have 2 hours laying out for us here today. It is Sunday, July 12th, 2009. And I'd like to thank all of you for joining us today. I've been simulcasting the radio show, the weekday show, from 11 to 3 Central Standard Time for the last 2 years at PrisonPlanet.tv. But I've decided to go ahead and move the Sunday show into our studios as well. And we are simulcasting this radio show right now in living color at PrisonPlanet.tv. And you'll want to go over to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch, because this is going to be one of the most important 2 hours of radio I have ever done. In my 14 years on air, there have been many stories that stun me, that stagger even my belief system, that make me even question what I'm looking at. And they're generally government documents, Council on Foreign Relations documents, declassified documents. One of them is Operation Northwoods. In April of 2000, the Baltimore Sun, the Associated Press, and ABC News all did front page, you know, top coverage. ABC Nightly News covered it. Headline, U.S. government planned to bomb and terrorize U.S. cities as pretext to attack Cuba, war with the Soviet Union. And it was declassified, and the government admitted that they had a plan to stage terror attacks across America as a pretext to launch World War III. But thank God President John F. Kennedy had said no. So General L.L. Lemonser and the boys had him capped. Now, the information I discovered Friday into Saturday that's up on PrisonPlanet.com stunned me so badly, and it dwarfs any other discovery, anything else I've ever covered. Nothing even begins to approach the level and the magnitude of the information you're about to hear today. Now, that said, we did not discover this information. It turns out Front Page magazine, run by David Horowitz, a big neocon pro-war guy, found the textbook and wrote a story weeks ago, and it got no attention. Then some other big blogs went and bought the government textbook and did scans of it. And then Paul Watson discovered Friday that about half the book is on Google Books. And then you can also find part of the book on Amazon. And if you look around enough places, you can find the whole book online. I ordered two of these, a new one and a used one. The used ones are 60-something bucks. New is hundreds of dollars. You know, government textbook. And it's a textbook out of print. This is a textbook, though, for policy people. This is a textbook for PhDs and academia. Kind of like Carol Quigley's Tragedy and Hope, also 1,100 pages. This treatise is 1,100. And Tragedy and Hope was commissioned by the State Department and the CIA. They were to print 1,000 copies. He was allowed into the official histories of the British Empire, how it had taken over the U.S., with the Federal Reserve Act, how they controlled fascist and communist, how they funded Hitler, how they funded Stalin, and he just brags about it all. And that's Bill Clinton's main mentor from Georgetown. And it's thousands of dollars to get an original of one of those, though other groups have pirated it and republished it. And you can do that with government-funded manuscripts. So you can get a copy of Tragedy and Hope out there if you'd like to. Now, this textbook dwarfs that. And everything that Carol Quigley in 68, when he published that book, has become somewhat passé. We got Al Gore calling for world government. We've got the Canadian prime minister calling for world government last week. We have the Pope last week. We're going to play those clips calling for a new world order, world planetary government that you pay carbon taxes to. Ratzinger. Benedict the whatever he is. But the point is, all of this is going on and happening right now. And so all these years we told you about that, and oh, we're kooks, oh, we're crazy. And I'm like, hey, look at these government documents, and look at these Rand Corporation documents, and look at this congressional hearing about it, and you'd laugh, oh, that doesn't exist. Well, now you see all over the news admitting the world government. Well, you better listen to what I'm telling you right now, because if you like having a stroke when you're 15, if you like having heart attacks at 25, if you like that millions of people are getting early onset of what they call brain disorders, that they're calling, you know, juvenile and other forms of Alzheimer's now. I mean, if you like the fact that kids are dying to your left and dying to your right, and that juvenile cancers are exploding by over 3,000% on average, if you liked that in the 1950s, one out of 33 died of cancer, now it's one out of three. If you liked it everywhere you go, people are just devastated. I mean, it's all spelled out by this bastard. I mean, you might want to read how they're killing you. I mean, I'm risking my life to tell you this, but I was thinking about it today. I said, I don't even care if they kill me. I want to keep living, but the point is, how could you not fight something this big, fight something this bad? Look, I'm right about this. This is real, even if you don't want to believe it and you want to laugh at it. Now, we have hundreds of pages of this textbook scanned and posted at PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com right now. And it's one of the top featured stories. It's already scrolled down to the bottom of top featured stories on Infowars and Prison Planet. And Paul Hartman in there and Jaron Neihardt, they're showing you at PrisonPlanet.tv the cover of it by John P. Holdren, Eco-Science, Pollution, Population, Resources, and Environment. Population, Resources, and Environment. And this is a policy report. Now, he later became the head of technological development at MIT and then the head of technology at Harvard, and he's now the national head. This guy is the national director of White House Office of Science Technology, OSTP, directing DARPA, directing Pentagon developments, directing hundreds of federal agencies, private corporations, thousands of universities, the black ops, all of it. This is the guy. Nanotech, genetic engineering, chemical weapons, biological weapons, the whole direction of the country. This is a textbook. And if you read the other two scientists he wrote it with, they're all open public eugenicists, openly calling. Now, he calls in here, and we're going to go through this today, piece by piece. But do not believe me. If you're driving down the road, listening to us in Chicago, or listening to us in Los Angeles, or listening to us in Austin, Texas, or listening to us in Miami, we're on big blowtorches, like KRLA in Los Angeles, and huge blowtorches in Miami, and upstate New York, and Chicago, and News Radio 590 in Austin, and so many others. And a lot of little stations across the country, and Global Shortwave, WWCR, and XM, and number one internet streaming at Infowars.com. Number one show on Southcast, number one on Flycast, and on hundreds of other services that list it, we're routinely number one. The point here is, do not sit here and play games with you and your family's life. Do not sit there during the next hour and 45 minutes and roll your eyes and suck your thumb or change the channel. Because regardless of who you are, black, white, old, young, a police officer, a firefighter, a school teacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a Palestinian, a Jew, a German, Chinese, Japanese, Mexican, Venezuelan, Inuit, Nicaraguan, South Korean, I don't care who you are. You could be Deutsch. You could be Swiss. It doesn't matter. You could be from South Africa. all of you, and me included, all of us, you and I, are under this attack. This is the only issue. You know, I saw a disgusting story. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, how the biggest story of 2009 and the second biggest story in history, according to CNN and others that are gauging it, is Michael Jackson's death. Here's London Telegraph. Michael Jackson's death, second biggest story of the century after the election of President Obama. Not a million plus dead Iraqis. Not World War II. I guess that's the last century. Not any of this. No, it's Michael Jackson dying. See, the media is trying to divert you while you're being hit by the eugenicists, while you're being killed, soft killed, with full spectrum dominance. While they're doing that, they want to not just to distract you, but set the agenda. Set the agenda and totally just get people diverted into these issues that don't matter. Folks, how they're putting poison in the water to sterilize you when we get back. Stay with us.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new Silver Solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new Silver Solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing. This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4. The hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Okay. No more Mr. Nice Guy, say the so-called environmentalists. They're going to put compounds to sterilize you in the water. They're going to sterilize you with vaccines. They're going to have forced abortions and infanticide. They're going to kill your baby. Because they're really Nazis. It has nothing to do with the environmental movement. We're going to break that down. Now, let me set the table before I plunge into this. If you're listening to us on AM, FM, shortwave, satellite, internet, however you're listening, call your friends, your family, your neighbors, and tell them to tune in to that local station. Or tell them to listen on the web at Infowars.com or GCNLive.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Whatever you do, this is important information, not Michael Jackson's second biggest story of the century after Obama being elected. I mean, this is sick. The biggest story of this century should be over a million plus dead Iraqis from the so-called liberation. But again, if you're watching us at PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see all these documents. Put the book, the textbook, back up on screen for everybody that's watching. And remember that when I talk about this, this is not just one government textbook. This is not just one publication for academics. This is the most important point to this. Remember Dr. Eric Pianka 3 years ago? It's in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. He goes on national TV and says, I think we should kill 90% of the public with an airborne Ebola. Then he goes to the Texas Academy of Sciences and wins the first place award. And the news reports, he gets a standing ovation. And I had the reporters on. They said over 90% of the crowd crying and cheering for over 3 minutes. This was in the two Texas newspapers. Then he went to St. Edward's here in Austin, got another round of standing ovation. When on the PowerPoint, one of the heads of the biology department at UT, Dr. Eric Pianka, projects a PowerPoint of human skulls blown up on the wall, 30 feet high, and says, we need to kill 90% of the public. They start crying in rapture. This is a death cult. The issue is one reporter on the show, when I talked to him, said 95% got up and clapped. He said almost everybody. And here's the big issue. It isn't just the president's top science advisor. When you go to any of these big universities, any biology department, any psychology department, just randomly pick the head of your psychology department or the head of your biology department. Google their name under eugenics or under forced sterilization. And I would say, because I've done this, over 90% of the time, 9 times out of 10, they are going to be for exterminating 80% of the population at least. Some say 90. When I started criticizing Dr. Eric Pianka, I got threatening phone calls and emails. And I even posted a photo of one of his students hugging him, one of his graduate students, and she sent me a threatening email saying, don't put me on your website, even though it was in a newspaper. And then I looked at her name and went and looked up her graduate papers, and then I went and looked up other graduate papers under Pianka, and they were saying stuff like, Pianka's not radical enough. We must kill all humans. Homo sapiens sapien is a cancer and a parasite and bad, and we must kill all humans. And then I had them sending me their graduate papers. Going, I'm a doctor of biology working at this, and I assure you, he's a very great man and taught me 15 years ago. And we need to get rid of almost all humans and only keep a few thousand. Folks, this is the majority. This is the norm. My father at the University of Texas top of his class in the 1960s, was they attempted to recruit him. He never even told me about this till he saw Endgame. And my mother was saying, it can't be true. And he said, no, honey, they actually tried to recruit me. The head of the botany department tried to recruit him in to a movement for world government and to carry out eugenics. So when I go over how they're putting poison in the water right now, it's happening right now. They're killing us right now with soft kill weapons. And I'll define soft kill for you. You're being sterilized right now. You're having heavy metals put into your brain tissue right now. You're being shot up with cancer viruses right now. Understand that if you will just go read his book and read the other government textbooks, that you will see this. And that it is hard to find one of these people that isn't into this. They are a cult of control freaks. They love the fact that they're in all the positions of power and that they're doing this. And they write books laughing at how you don't care and aren't involved. And so that's how evidence through social Darwinism shows that you don't care, so you deserve to die. Now listen to me carefully. This is not shock radio. This is shocking reality. Hitler was real. What he did, he was only a side group. He was only one small, poquito branch, a mini branch of this larger system of crypto eugenics. Now, remember this article I made a big deal out of? And we're going to play a clip coming up later of U.S. News. ABC News said, oh, well, billionaires, the richest in the world, met to help humanity, but wouldn't say what the secret meeting was. But then the organizer of the meeting talked to the Times of London and said, well, the British are ready to hear this. We met to discuss how to reduce the world population through a world government. Here's the Times of London. This is as big as the New York Times worldwide. This is one of the biggest newspapers. It's in the top three worldwide. And the headline is, Billionaire Club in Bid to Curb Overpopulation. America's richest people met to discuss ways of tackling a disastrous environmental, social, and industrial threat. See, they're the heroes. They're the saviors of the world. This is how they phrase it. This is how they pose it. But not only are these people madmen, not only are they wanting to kill the majority of us, but, they, in their internal documents that are declassified, like the Royal Commission on Population, 1949, state it's not even really about saving the earth. That's their excuse to academia to carry out a program of mass extermination. And they say, with our nanotech and our genetic engineering, even by the 60s, we can kill the earth repeatedly and just regenerate it. That's why they've created seed vaults, human arcs, animal arcs of the DNA, and they admit that they're actually geoengineering plagues in the final phase that will wipe out most of the surface growth on the planet and most species. They're not worried. They're so delusional and so nihilistic, they say they're going to rebuild the planet. So all you environmentalists out there that kind of go, well, there are too many people. It's a tough decision, but you've kind of received the common knowledge, the open secret that, well, I guess we do have to get rid of people. They're getting rid of you, stupid. That's why you can't have kids. That's why you're dying of cancer at 45. They're killing you, dummy. You're not part of the elite. There are a lot of racists email me and say, yeah, we got to get rid of the blacks and Hispanics and Asians. They outnumber us. Hey, dummies, even if you're a racist and stupid, the elites are actually targeting you more than they're... The elites over and over again in these eugenics documents, we're going to get into them coming up, say... We got to first kill off the smart whites and Jews and people and Germanic Northern Europeans, or they will get in the way of our master plan. They'll be smart enough to discover the plan and stop us. Then we can wipe out the brown subhumans. We'll come back, go over this. Most important story ever. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses?
Shout out to Jaron.
SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
We are back live. Here is the new toll-free number to call the Sunday Show and the Sunday Show only. 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244, or local lines 512-646-1776. Your calls are coming up in the next hour, but I rarely do this with listeners. We're only taking calls on the subject of eugenics, but that is a wide area to discuss. State Department Memorandum 200, written in 1973, says the official U.S. government policy is to start wars, create famines, pay governments to forcibly sterilize their women to reduce world population. So when you talk about war, it's about killing people, period. Official, declassified in 1992, written in 1973. So when we talk about the GMO food, which just so happens to always sterilize the different rodents they tested on, and then it always gets approval, they know what they're doing. When we talk about an 87% reduction in U.S. and European sperm count, and even the ones that men have don't have tails and can hardly swim, it's because it's done by design. These are weaponized food crops on record. I've had top geneticists and engineers on. We have the declassified government documents where the Australians in the 50s, that's in my film Road to Tyranny, made in 2002, The Age newspaper, their big newspaper, admitted sterilizing the Aborigines, putting stuff in their water. This is going on right now. Right now. That's why I hear public service announcements and doctors that are on the radio, all these shows going, drink your tap water. Don't drink bottled. Don't filter it. Trust the government. Please drink the water. Don't filter the stuff you bathe in. Let your children absorb that. We're putting special nutrients in there to help you. But the public just doesn't believe them at a gut level, you know. Well, I could go on for hours with background evidence and information. Why was I staggered, stunned Friday into Saturday? Well, I saw a front page magazine story. That's a contributor to Fox, David Horowitz. And then I went, but Horowitz didn't give any photos or documents of the book. So I started looking for the book. And sure enough, Watson had simultaneously seen it. He wrote a big story about it at PrisonPlanet.com with the screenshots. Some other sites picked it up, did a great job. John Holdren, Obama's science czar, says forced abortions and mass sterilization needed to save the planet. Book he authored, which is actually a policy textbook. This is for policy level. Advocates for extreme totalitarian measures to control the population. Now, see, what did Dr. Eric Pianka in his books and his public statements at UT say? It's all the same. He said we need a worldwide police state like China to carry out forced sterilization and reduction of the population. And what would be ideal would be an airborne Ebola to kill at least 90%. And then his students, like piranhas, attacked me when I criticized him and said kill all humans. This is on record. Folks, just Google a PhD paper on population control. You'll get millions of hits because these little bastards, these little PhDs, are proud of themselves. I mean, you're neck deep in them. This is the norm, what you're about to hear. But why this hit me so hard is this is the head science advisor over all the science programs of the federal government and hence UN funding by extension and IMF and World Bank operations. It's all unified. And I read hundreds of pages of the book. What is online at Google and Amazon, they have large sections of it at universities posted, screenshots. I've got, again, two of the books, a new one and a used one, on the way to me ordered at Amazon. Since we posted a link to it, it's sold out on Amazon because it's only a used book. John P. Holdren. And then you look at the other authors of it, the other two authors, they're both calling for world government, same crap. In public speeches today. Now, the reason this is so important is he's now come out and calling for similar things, and he wants the global carbon tax, which they admit is about starving you, getting the country in debt, the world in debt, and then artificially restricting resources to where you can't even afford to have children. But let's go through what he calls for. Women could be forced to abort their pregnancies whether they wanted to or not. The population at large would be sterilized by infertility drugs intentionally put in the nation's drinking water and in the food. And they talk about how to do it. And they've already now been caught in Africa, in Latin America, in Asia, in Australia doing this. See, when I read this book, probably 250 pages I've read in the last few days, because I'm reading it slowly, every paragraph is everything I already knew. See, we had about 80% of the pieces. The biological UN diversity assessments, the RAND Corporation, the Council on Foreign Relations reports on this, books written by the Queen Elizabeth's husband, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, books by Prince Charles, you know, hundreds of publications, university statements, government programs. But when they do it as a government program, they then don't list everything. It's just these eugenicists run the program. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with special vaccines and AIDS vaccine for everybody in Africa, which then in the trials happens to sterilize you. Or bird flu being mixed with vaccine trials in Europe and suddenly people dying in mass and giving it to the poor and suddenly they all die. In fact, people don't believe that. Just Google homeless dying bird flu trials, just dying in mass, or how people are dying in mass from the Gardasil. And then when it comes out, the Gardasil's killing people. It's in mainstream news. Merck planned to send out hit teams. In fact, pull that up next, or they won't believe that, too, about the Merck hit teams. Merck planned to, quote, liquidate doctors that criticize them. Now, because, see, this is all good. According to them, that's why it came out with Bayer Pharmaceutical. They shipped out over 1 million ampules of factor VIII full of HIV and hepatitis B. And C, knowing what it would do, and it came out in legal documents, even MSNBC covered it. You can just Google on YouTube, Factor VIII Bayer, and you'll watch the newscast where they knowingly put it in there and then shipped it out when they knew. Because they, it's their religion to kill you. London Telegraph, homeless people die after bird flu vaccine trial in Poland, and they died in mass. Go read it. Folks, you cannot make up the magnitude and how serious this is. I can't believe I'm the big radio host and the guy with the giant sights fighting this. I can't believe it's me. Why am I the one fighting it? Why am I the one that sees it? The yuppies are too self-assured, too arrogant, too haughty, too, oh, yeah, sure, huh? And they wonder why their little kid's dying of cancer at age 9. Listen. Your football doesn't matter. Your acting cool doesn't matter. Your Michael Jackson dying doesn't matter. You're being hit with chemical and biological weapons. This Obama's head of science also called an AP and Reuters for chemtrailing and spraying the atmosphere, quote, to save the environment. And it just so happens these chemtrails, they denied all these years and they now admit on the front page of the Wall Street Journal saying it'll save the earth. And in Atlantic Monthly, they call for it in the July-August issue. I'm not even looking for this stuff. He's in the news in AP and Reuters and Atlantic Monthly and Wall Street Journal and everywhere else calling for blimps and aircraft spraying, and that's exactly what we said they were already doing. They admit, oh, those were just tests. Barium salts and aluminum dioxide that causes Alzheimer's and sterilization and a bunch of other endocrine disruptions in all mammal species. They're hitting us and hitting us hard. And we spent all these years warning you as you laughed at us, and now they come out and declassify they're doing it, but say it's for the earth. And the idiot yuppies go, good, spray me, it's for the earth. Listen, dummies, it's not for the earth. It's for sterilizing you. That's why everybody's getting Parkinson's types and Guillain-Barré's. I go to Target or someplace and a third of the people aren't able to walk now. I see 25-year-olds and 30-year-olds shaking as they buy the, we're getting hit hard here with chemical weapons. And you're like, oh, don't get upset about it. You're supposed to be, you yell and cry about football or Michael Jackson or something. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. You know, the good news is I was on ABC News and Drudge and a bunch of other big sites, and it was Al Gore calls for world government. Russian president calls for world reserve currency. Pope calls for world government. At least now you know I didn't lie to you about all that over the years you laughed. Now maybe you'll research what I'm telling you and decide to take over the shadow government and stop them. Do you like them killing you? Do you like them hitting you and hitting you hard? Is this fun? Is this a game? Is it cute? Is it cute that I'm risking my life to warn you? Maybe they're right. Maybe you want to die. Maybe it's good.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
All right, folks, your phone calls are coming up, and we start the second hour only on eugenics. Are you 25? They already told you you have Alzheimer's. You go get CAT scans. Your brain is full of aluminum and mercury from the vaccines and from what's put in the air and water, what's sprayed by the government aircraft. On record now, Wall Street Journal, Atlantic Monthly. I mean, look at Atlantic Monthly. They have this big, giant chemtrail story in here. And they have a debate. They go, oh, the government's been doing tests of spraying us with chemtrails. Is that a good idea? I'll go over that story later in the next hour. The point is that I don't make any of this up, no matter how crazy it sounds. This is out of the Australian.news.co.au, one of their biggest newspapers, the Australian. Vioxx maker Merck & Co. drew up Dr. Hit List. An international drug company made a hit list of doctors who had to be neutralized or discredited because they criticized the anti-arthritis drug and pharmaceutical giant. Staff at the U.S. company Merck & Co. emailed each other about a list of doctors, mainly researchers and academics. By the way, a bunch of people did get killed, but they just say in the court case, oh, we just meant sent hit teams to their house. We just used the term hit team, meaning being friendly. We didn't mean that was a figure of speech. Though a bunch of people have gotten killed, it's not connected to them. They're very nice people. It goes on. A staff at the U.S. company Merck & Co. emailed each other about the list of doctors, mainly researchers and academics, who had been negative about the drug Vioxx or Merck and a recommended course of action. We may need to seek out and destroy them where they live, quote, a Merck employee wrote, according to an email excerpt from the court case. And it goes on if you want to read that. So I have a problem. I tend to get up here on air and then make a statement and then want to document it for you. and then we kind of get stuck on that point and when it's not really the main point. John Holdren, Obama's science czar, says forced abortions and mass sterilizations need to be done to save the planet. Now, if you go to prisonplanet.com or infowars.com and click on this master article written by Paul Joseph Watson, the article itself is 18 pages long. This article is 18 pages long, and in this article, we have screenshots of dozens and dozens and dozens of the key pages from the book. These are scans of the academic textbook. This is a above PhD textbook for government. And we have screenshots of the front of the textbook and the key pages where this guy calls for women to be forced to abort their pregnancies inside the U.S., whether they wanted to or not. The population at large needs to be sterilized by infertility drugs, intentionally put into the nation's drinking water and food. Single mothers and teen mothers should have their babies seized from them against their will and given away to other couples to raise. See, CPS was set up by eugenicist groups 89 years ago, 90 years ago, but about 100 years ago in England. The family courts, that's why they're outside of judge, jury. That's why they're outside of due process. It's a racial hygiene court. It's what they were called in the U.S. People who contribute to social deterioration can be required by law to exercise reproductive responsibility. In other words, be compelled to have abortions or be sterilized. A transnational planetary regime should assume control of the global economy and also dictate the most intimate details of Americans' lives using an armed international police force. And it goes on. Now, I'm going to go through the actual quotes coming up after we take calls the next hour. But I want you to understand that all of this is being implemented, and this is the textbook created by the man who heads up the federal government's science operations. This is for real. Forced abortions, mass sterilization, a planetary regime, world government with the power of life and death over American citizens, the tyrannical fantasies of a madman, or merely the opinions of the person now in control of the science policy of the United States. Now, you can go read EcoScience at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. You can go see this for yourself, but understand that don't stop there. Randomly pick the head of the psychology department at your local university. Randomly pick the head of biology at your local university. Randomly pick the head of the state psychiatry board. Randomly pick the head of the water board. And go look, and 9 times out of 10, they are going to be a public eugenicist. Ladies and gentlemen, they run almost everything. And now they're calling for George Monbiot, big writer of the London Guardian, was in a big story a couple months ago where hundreds of top journalists called for a planetary government to carry out the green carbon taxes and population reduction. And Monbiot came out Friday with an article we covered and said, I want to restrict all free speech and have government certification of blogs. Nancy Pelosi's been calling for that. The federal government's been calling for that. A fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but the internet, where you're not allowed to criticize planetary warming and you can't say the sun's causing it. They're actually calling for that to be a form of hate speech. And the House has passed, the Senate's set to pass, the hate crimes law saying that they can basically list whatever they want as illegal. Same thing with the Cyberbullying Act. It's all happening. These people mean business. Now, you may be a control freak. You may see yourself as an elitist. But you're drinking the sodium fluoride water, and that's only one of hundreds of chemicals they put in that's known to sterilize and brain damage. You are taking vaccines full of all of this garbage put in there by design and the cancer viruses that have been found in every major vaccine. We've got Dr. Salk and others bragging how it gave 98 million Americans cancer just in the first round of polio shots. That's a U.S. government report. Would you like me to pull it up? Maybe during the five-minute news break I can find that and pull up Dr. Salk saying that on video and laughing about it. Or pull up the government report, 98 million. Now, you may think 98 million of you since the 1950s to now dying of this stuff's fun and cute and great, but let me tell you, it isn't fun to me. You may think you can do the little yuppie cultural deadness of giggling about it, but that won't get you past all this. Now, a lot of you laughed about me saying they want a world government to carry out eugenics. That's their own statement, the 1996 Biological Diversity Assessment official UN policy, saying they want a world government so they can carry out the orderly reduction of population by 80%. And there's hundreds of other documents, and my film Endgame covers hundreds of those documents. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. By the way, did we get whatistheendgame.com back up? That site had crashed. It's back up. A full bibliography on it. A full bibliography of the film, everything footnoted. If you want to go there and find out about eugenics, that's the best place to do it. But right now, before we go to break, I want to play Al Gore 3 days ago before the Times of London at a press conference saying global government, global governance will carry this out. Now, I posted the video days ago because the headline wasn't about global government. It was just in a video I posted, and then Drudge Report picked it up Friday. But before that, I got dozens of emails or more saying I was a liar. Global governance doesn't mean government. Listen, dum-dums, and I'm not talking to my general listeners, but those that are in denial, governance means government in the dictionary. Okay? I assure you that we'll pull that up later and put it on screen. The definition of governance means government, but we'll show that to you from Merriam-Webster Dictionary Online. How's that sound for you? Because I'm not going to have denial. This radio show is about hardcore information warfare. Play Al Gore. I assure you Al Gore exists. Here is Al Gore. It comes up in 30 seconds.
News from the United States. Within 1 month of taking office, President Obama secured $80 billion U.S. for renewable energy and green infrastructure, and then just 2 weeks ago, the House of Representatives passed the Waxman-Markey bill, which, for all of its flaws, does put a price on carbon and is very much a step in the right direction. It achieves real reductions below the 1990 base level by 2020. And that is the threshold that many have said, including many in China, is the threshold that will dramatically increase the prospects for success. But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been
all right, we'll be right back.
Are among
they're seizing the economy, giving it to themselves while putting poison in your water and the air. They're killing us. This isn't a joke. It isn't a game. We have their internal textbook.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on Infowars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question.
Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is July 12th on the Sunday edition, Sunday, July 12th, 2009. Now, I haven't even begun to get into the textbook itself and his actual quotes. How to poison the water, how to poison the food, how to do it through vaccines. And this textbook, Population, Resources, Environment, again, this is a above PhD level. This is a guy that headed up large sectors of MIT, headed up the technology and biology and science areas of Harvard, and now heads up Obama's operation. But it doesn't matter. You go research all these science advisors. You go research all the heads. The point is, this isn't just one guy who's out here doing government textbooks along these lines. This is the accepted knowledge. This is the on-the-record information. Now, some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes. That's why we have a one-minute break at five after. But we're going to go ahead and start taking your calls right now. I'll continue with calls in the next segment. Then I want to, later in the hour, go through this document and then go through some points that I wrote up today that I separately want to make on air about how we should counter this, how we should resist this, and also understanding the mindset of these people, why they're doing this, and explaining to all the environmentalists out there that the Rockefellers over 100 years ago created the environmental movement to demonize mankind, to sell eugenics. And they funded Hitler, Planned Parenthood, sterilization, everything that we know of as our society today, IBM, the human genome, Dick Cheney saying kill certain races with race-specific bioweapons. That was even in the Austin American Statesman. This is all being done for a reason, and I'm going to break down the master plan. It has nothing to do with saving the earth, and they admit that. But the reason this is so big is to have an internal government textbook, an internal government policy book, calling for a global policy that we now see implemented. And we see him as Obama's science advisor. This just connected so many other dots that, and it affirms that our analysis of how the New World Order is operating, what their master plan is correct, and that it was worse than we even thought. And I know it's scary and hard to get folks to wake up to this fact and realize how serious it is. I mean, it really is amazing. Let's talk to Will in Texas. Will, you're the first caller, then George, Sherry, Ray, Scott, and others. Go ahead, Will.
At the University of Texas, and it seems like they're constantly trying to redefine race and update ethnicity and keep subscribing identity. And I see a correlation with that and Nazi Germany and IBM and the information technology movement and everything.
Yeah, that's because they've got to get you infighting in the name of multiculturalism so they can play humanity off against each other so humanity never gets together and realizes the overlords, the social engineers, the social architects are the real enemy. And so in the name of multiculturalism, they create the divisions. But absolutely, IBM is a complete money trust to carry out eugenics. The Hollerith machine was invented for race mixing studies in the United States. That was then the machine with the tattoos on the people in the death camps to decide how much to feed them, how much to work them to death. Our entire society is run and engineered to carry out eugenics.
Alex, my question is, Julian Huxley, did he come up with the term ethnic group?
You know, I don't know who came up with the term ethnic group, but I know anthropologists and sociologists did. But I know that Obama's science advisor, John P. Holdren, is part of the same society that Julian Huxley and Bertrand Russell were part of, and that's coming up later in the show. Anything else? All right, thank you. Yeah, his phone was really bad, or I'm getting some bad audio here, so we need to get that straight before we come back to the full audience here. All right, more calls straight ahead. Your questions on eugenics, eugenics only. Because what else is there? I mean, they're killing us. This is pretty important info.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price. And their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to continue with your phone calls until the bottom of the hour. Then I'm going to suspend calls for the balance of the transmission, the last 30 minutes. And I want to not just go over the fact that there's a planetary world government that is setting up a global carbon tax to destroy all industry so that populations are unsustainable, but the mindset of these people and why they're doing it. They are not doing it to even help the planet. And they're on record bragging about this. But they're low-level minions that follow this Gaia religion. They are doing it for the planet. And so we need to stop being children here and stop denying this is going on. I have posted scores of textbooks, government documents, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96, 89, State Department Memorandum 200, the books written by His Royal Highness, the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Charles' father, Queen of England's husband. I mean, there's thousands of these. I've made a film about it. A two-hour, 40-minute film called Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Stop denying this. If you're driving along in your car listening in Los Angeles or Chicago or Austin, Texas or Miami or Buffalo, New York, stop living in denial. If what I'm saying is true, isn't this the only issue? Isn't this the most important issue? This is why they're setting up world government, why they're bankrupting the world economy. And they brag and say they are. They say that's why they have CPS, is to take your kids and sterilize them. That's what CPS was set up for almost 90 years ago in this country. Hitler got all his ideas from these people. The head of science for Obama, the head of his science office, openly writes a book called Eco-Science, calling for forced sterilization, forced abortion, a worldwide police state, and poisons in the water to sterilize you. And now most people are sterile or near sterile. And we've named specifically what they're doing and how they're doing it. The UN's been caught adding hormones to tetanus shots that sterilize women. Mainstream news. They're doing it. I said I'd take calls. Let's go to calls. Let's talk to George in Texas. George, you're on the air.
Hey, you doing, Alex? Can you hear me?
Good, sir. Yes, you're on the air. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Alex. You know, when I lived in Florida, I remember I worked for a nursing home for a year. And, I couldn't understand why they were pulling feeding tubes out of young people who had strokes and stuff. And like you said, they were asked for water, and we were told nothing by mouth. And it was all done under the consulting of a bioethicist.
Bioethicist, transhumanist, the Eugenics Quarterly openly wrote, we're changing our name, and they changed their names to this, and now they govern and rule things. They're outside government. They're the new priest class, and even the Wall Street Journal's written, last time I checked, it was like a 20-part series by Wesley Smith, where the people are begging for food and water and are murdered by the government. They're not killing vegetables. They're murdering people all coast to coast who can talk and naming them. I know it's hardcore, but we're not just talking about them. They are killing the general public with soft kill weapons. Go ahead.
Well, even too, I had an encounter with George Filos, Michael Schiavo's lawyer, and I'll tell you one thing. You want to see eugenicist? That guy is sick.
Who?
He's the one who's George Filos, Michael Schiavo's attorney who had his wife starved to death.
I know who he is now, and I appreciate your call, George. They used her because it looked like she was brain dead, but then it turned out she wasn't, to kind of refute, don't brush her teeth, don't give her water by mouth. Took her 15 days to die. Poor Terry had her family on many times, and it's just nightmarish.
I mean, this is the same guy who called Terry beautiful when she was sitting there starving to death.
No,
that's the eugenicist.
I hear you. I appreciate your call, George. Let's talk to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, you're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to let you know, according to this this document I have, it's the Image Archive on the American Eugenics Movement.
Yes.
By 1917, Congress had expanded the legal definition of those, quote, likely to become a public charge, included all idiots, imbeciles, feeble-minded persons, epileptics, insane persons, persons of constitutional psychopathic inferiority, and mentally or physically defective. Now, I mean, that's pretty, subjective, I would say.
Well, let me just stop you, ma'am. That's public eugenics. 34 states, again, all covered in Endgame, 34 states passed laws. They sterilized hundreds of thousands per decade that we know of. They would kill babies. They would take women who made below B pluses and sterilize them. And we even have the official report cards. They would have good race contest. And then Hitler picked up on all this from the U.S. and England. And the Rockefellers funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute in Germany. They funded the Cold Springs Harbor facility, now run by IBM and the human genome. The head of the genome had to step down 2 years ago when he said blacks weren't human at IBM. And, of course, that was covered in Endgame before he had to step down. So, we're ahead of the curve here. But the issue is they tell the general public, oh, we're only killing the blacks, the Mexicans, and the stupid whites, which is bad enough. But for racists, they need to know, no, they advertise it as positive and negative eugenics. We're going to breed the elite to live longer, be smarter, be better looking, be healthier. But we're also going to then sterilize and exterminate and force abort. And Ruth Bader Ginsburg, by the way, is in the Associated Press saying we got to keep abortion to get rid of the stupid people. So this is very liberal and loving. And like Margaret Sanger saying blacks are subhumans, need to be killed. Most, many black public schools, the one I went to in Dallas was named Margaret Sanger Elementary. So it's about worshiping those that murder you. It's so liberal and loving. Again, a real Nazi doesn't wear a Nazi uniform. They come with a ponytail and Birkenstocks and go, hi, I'm liberal. Oh, I have a shot. Oh, yeah. See, that's how this, I'm serious, folks. It's so sickening. It's hard to stay calm when you talk about this, but they advertise positive and negative eugenics. That's not even eugenics. Real eugenics is about targeting the intelligent. Because they say, well, we're going to have rogue, intelligent Northern Europeans and Jews and some Japanese. I don't agree with this. This is their view. And so we've got to recruit a few of them, but dumb down and sterilize the rest. We're going to do that with sodium fluoride, heavy metals in the water, chemical weapons, chemtrail spraying, and they say it. So the point is they're hitting everybody, and their main target is Northern Europeans. And this is actually being run by Northern Europeans. You understand, ma'am?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
What do you think of that?
I think it's horrible. I think it's whenever I read that, I was just so horrified I couldn't even answer for a while on the forum. I'm a moderator for the eugenics section, and I couldn't even believe what I was reading, because he's the head of the science for the entire country, isn't he?
Yes, and he still says sterilize women forcibly. We need eugenics police that come and murder your babies.
Right?
Pardon me?
He wrote that a long time ago, right?
Because he wrote it in 77, but he's the head of the green carbon tax, and he says it so you'll have less children. They're now implementing it. California's getting rid of the tax credit when you have a family or are married. See, and next it'll be like China started in 1975 with a tax to have kids. Australia is now proposing, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Sherry. They are now proposing a tax. In fact, people won't believe that. Google it for them right now. Search engine it. Australia. Tax children for carbon footprint. Or children bad for carbon footprint. See, folks, none of this is my opinion. I couldn't make stuff up like this. And the reason I'm so freaked out today is I already have hundreds of their documents and textbooks, but they'll put a piece here or put a piece there. Or I'll have a government document about them putting stuff in the water to sterilize us. Or I'll have them on CNBC saying we ought to put stuff in the water to sterilize people, or we ought to put Prozac in the water. And now they've been caught doing it. It's that it's all in this textbook, how to do it for world government. This is a policy textbook for continual education for university heads. And there's university heads listening everywhere. They get off on this power. They're like, well, we have to do it for the earth. But that's a mid-level compartmentalization. At the top, it's all about control and power and controlling the future.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today, or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today.
Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
If you just search engine Bertrand Russell or Julian Huxley and planetary government eugenics, they're going, yes, it's sad, but we have to kill everybody. I'm going to have Aaron Dykes here next segment to read a few of those quotes. But when I tell you they're proposing a baby tax in the U.S., England, Canada, Australia, Europe, pretty much everywhere the banks control things, because the banks are the eugenicists. So they set the policy in the big international banks. Baby tax needed to save planet, claims expert. And so I just told the guys, I said, Google search tax on babies, carbon tax. And there it is on screen for you. That's the News of Australia, news.com. Now, I could go on for hours. Folks, if you're a new listener and you're going, what's this guy talking about? The shadow government that since 1947 has operated in total secrecy admits in its own textbooks and documents, hundreds and hundreds I have from the U.S. government alone, that they're putting poisons in your water. When you hear the term fluoride in your water, that is by federal law, a cover name for over 200 chemicals. Lead, mercury, arsenic, sodium fluoride. And these are the best chemicals they found to sterilize people, and hence we do have the sterilization. And I have government documents where Russell and others talk about how they want to sterilize us with fluoride in the water. I have the University of Texas at Austin in the 30s, 1934 fluoride study, about how it's a great overall drug because it sterilizes and dumbs you down and makes you docile. Pulitzer Prize-winning books from World War II. One of them gets into how they use it in the death camps. You are being given death camp Kool-Aid. But that's not me. That's Obama's science advisor. I mean, go read the book he wrote, the government textbook, the policy level report, ladies and gentlemen. Get past the denial. In fact, I'm going to put that on screen for folks at prisonplanet.tv so they can see it for themselves. Eco-science, population, resources, environment. Go read where he pushes and talks about how they got to have forced abortions and forced sterilization and put stuff in the water to sterilize you. Oh, and the cancer viruses and the vaccine. Let's go ahead and talk to Ray in Colorado. Ray, you're on the air.
This week, Deutsche Welle, the German news site, had a mini documentary shot by their social welfare people, and it showed a pregnant 30-something woman who had 8 children who was on the government dole, and their premise was because she was unrestricting her reproduction that they had a right to go in and stop it because they were providing everything for her. And, of course, they showed her as making poor choices here and there, and I think they did it on purpose because most people...
Oh, no, they admit it. Ma'am, that's exactly right. That was in my list of points I wanted to make. I'm glad you brought it up. Is that they admit in their internal documents, we've got to socially educate the public, use examples of bad parents with lots of kids,
that's
set
right.
the precedent to take their kids with CPS to then set up a society where all children are basically raised by the state, where the kids are at, you know, government-controlled schools even after hours, 12, 15 hours a day, only sleep at home during the next phase. Then in the next phase, we fully take the kids away. This is incremental domestication. China already has that model. They adopted for IMF and World Bank money these rules in 1981. And yes, ma'am, we are now under those. And I have an AP article I was trying to dig out with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Here it is. Justice Ginsburg says she originally thought Roe v. Wade was designed to limit populations that we don't want to have too many of, like blacks and Mexicans. Isn't that nice? Here, zoom in on her. Now, again, this is liberal. I mean, ma'am, you're a racist if you want the blacks breeding, okay? You've got to become liberal. Oh, it's so liberal. Oh.
Well, Alex, I just brought this up because Deutsche Welle acted like, oh, shame on her, you know. And my personal opinion is if she can't afford one child, she should not have nine. But
well, the point is, obviously, the woman's probably a lazy fat hog on welfare. But if you don't have a big government pimp system where everybody's got to pay for other people, then
exactly.
all of us aren't in this big pool together, all micromanaged and controlled. They don't want to control her with the eight kids. They want kids to CPS and do medical experiments on, and they brag about that, calling them subhuman. What they really want is to go after the smart and intelligent, as their internal documents say. That's why they target the kids that raise their hand and speak up a lot, the leadership males and females. That's why it's the wealthy parents giving their kids the Gardasil shot that just so happens to be sterilizing them and killing them. Oh, don't believe me? Google Gardasil killing girls. We'll show you mainstream news.
Well, I just wanted to verify that Deutsche Welle had this on, like, isn't this a good thing? We're going to take her kids away. So you're right. It's all over, and it's coming here.
And thank you. God bless you, Ray. And I want to point out, again, it's all sold like it's to save the earth. It's for the earth. It has nothing to do with that. Their genetic engineering, their cross-species planting, the toxic waste dumping, deforestation, some of that is a real problem. Overfishing in the ocean is a serious problem in many regions. There are some problems. The land does need to be left fallow sometimes, rotated. But that has nothing to do with this. This is about race. This is about controlling the future. This is about extermination and world government. Let's talk to Scott in Washington, and Dr. Kelly, Al, and others. Let's talk to Scott. Go ahead, Scott.
You know something? I think that my question is probably going to piss off a lot of people who are into this. And I don't know, maybe it's just me or something, but
maybe they need to just kill themselves. I mean, if they want to kill babies and there's too many people, how about they lead the way? Is that what you were about to say?
No, what I was referring to is this Zeitgeist Addendum movie. And it seems to me maybe it's just me, but it seems like there's just...
Oh, how there's going to be a global government run by a robot that'll heal the earth and I'll have to be sent for re-education, the maker of it said.
Yeah,
what's wrong with re-education? Look, I appreciate your call, Scott, but we're not talking about that right now. Okay, but re-education is wonderful. We're going to come back, talk to Dr. Kelly, Al, and a few others, 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. But listen, if you're a new listener and you're like, what's this guy yelling and screaming about? The individual, John P. Holdren, who is the president's head of science and technology for the entire federal government, openly wrote a book, a textbook-level book for government and academics, a policy book for world government for forced sterilization, forced population reduction, and then we've proven in their other documents through vaccines and things, they're sterilizing us, giving us cancer. This is serious. And I'm just begging listeners out there to please investigate more. Michael Jackson dying should not be the biggest story of the year. This story right here from the London Telegraph. Michael Jackson's death is officially the second biggest internet news story of the 21st century, according to new figures. Only the election of President Barack Obama, another non-issue, just a new puppet, to the White House eclipsed the death of the king of pop at the age of 50, research by global language monitor GLM found. Jackson's death received more coverage than the Iraq War, 9-1-1, and the global financial meltdown, last year's Beijing Olympics, Hurricane Katrina, and the death of Pope John Paul II, and the tsunami. All that's happened in the last 9 years. Now, the bankers are imploding the world economy to bankrupt you so you go into government control and go onto the government proboscis, going to the government milk-producing unit to get you dependent so they can then bust a cap in your butt. This is Soft Kill Weapons. This is Full Spectrum Dominance. I'm Alex Jones.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boost the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks. It really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on Infowars.com for special pricing.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true, total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Here in just a few minutes, but if you want to go to Amazon.com, you can buy EcoScience Population Resources Environment. They're proud of it. University level textbook for policymakers about how to poison the food and water, how to spray the air, how to kill babies, how to grab babies away from mothers with a CPS and kill them. And it's liberal and loving and good, and they really care about you. Twala's Planned Parenthood, run by Margaret Sanger, who was worshipped by Hitler, is so liberal and good. Aaron, you had a few, Aaron Dykes in here, in the office, had a few quotes there from good old Bertrand Russell, also worshipped by the liberals, about scientific dictatorships and eugenics, that Obama's science director saying the carbon tax is neo-feudalism, so they can control every facet of the economy and bankrupt us so we can't afford to have kids. Get us off the ranches, off the farms, into the compact cities. Get us all on welfare. And then under the rule, I'm sorry, everybody's paying for you. You can't have kids. Meanwhile, we're drinking poison in the water and being sterilized. And our young girls are drinking GMO milk and going into puberty when they're 5 years old and then dying of breast cancer when they're 25. I guess it's fun to be under a soft kill weapon attack.
It's frightening, and the state is going to decide who can reproduce, take the babies from the teen mothers. But, yeah, one of the frightening things I noticed when looking up Holdred's background is that he's a member of the Pugwash Conference, which was Bertrand Russell's organization. And, you know, this whole thing about the world society deciding over sterilization and eugenics reminds me of this Bertrand Russell quote where it says, "A scientific world society will be necessary to find ways of preventing an increase in world population. It cannot be stable unless there's a world government. If this is to be done otherwise than by wars, pestilence, and famines, it will demand a powerful international authority."
And that's what State Department Memorandum 200 says. It says it's our policy to use wars, famines, and sterilization and IMF and World Bank money, bankrupt the countries by design, it says, to then force them to castrate the men and tie the tubes of the women. Because in the third world, they don't want you getting hooked back up. They just grab you and cut them off. And this is what's really going on. But here, they hit us through the water supply. And here's Obama's advisor saying, put it in the water.
Yeah, it's and the two most extreme eugenists I've come across is Bertrand Russell, who calls for a return of the Black Plague, and this Paul Ehrlich guy who will go to every means possible. And this Holdren, it has background roots with both of them. And the fact,
but then we have his book, his policy book, which, I mean, the quotes are all here. It says compulsory abortions carried out against the will of the pregnant women, as is commonplace in communist China. It says putting chemicals in the food and water to forcibly sterilize the population. Implement a system of involuntary birth control where both men and women would be mandated to have an infertility device implanted in their body at puberty and only have it removed temporarily if they receive permission from the government to have a baby. This is him on record. This is his quotes. Permanently sterilizing people who the authorities deem to have had too many children or who have contributed to general social deterioration. And again, this is common. This is, you know, supposedly common sense. I guarantee you there are people listening on the radio going, yeah, there are too many dumb, poor, stupid people we got to pay for. Well, don't pay for them. Don't have a government welfare system to pay. But see, the eugenicists set that up. They said, well, to get them domesticated. And they say, at first, this will cause them to breed and do all this, but we're doing that to domesticate them so we can then just wipe them all out once they're fully dependent on us. So see, in the first phase, they get you dependent, as the Royal Commission says. In the next phase we're now entering, they start doing the soft kill weapon system where 25-year-olds are dying of cancer and have Alzheimer's. And then they talk about that here as well. They would all be overseen by a transnational, centralized, planetary regime that would utilize a global police force, these are quotes, to enforce the measures outlined above. The planetary regime would also have the power to determine population levels for every country in the world. Compulsory population control laws, even including laws requiring compulsory abortion, could be sustained under the existing constitution if the population crisis became sufficiently severe to endanger the society. And he said in 77, we'll use the threat of global warming to push this, which they admit isn't even real.
That's right.
And then they're going to cover. Now, all these years we've been exposing chemtrails. There was the Nobel Prize when we're actually making a film about this. In 92, a gentleman in the U.S. wins a Nobel Prize for saying, spray barium salts and aluminum dioxide mixed with jet fuel. That will disperse it, block sun rays, and cool the earth. But then climatologists and scientists said, putting this nuclei out will actually, on average, increase the heat of the earth because the ultraviolet goes through, bounces back up, and is captured. Since they implemented this on a planetary scale in 96, the Earth has gotten 20% darker, according to NASA. You can Google that term. And it shows all the jet trails. Jet trails didn't start condensating and staying for more than a few minutes till the mid-90s. We had this tested. Many mainline news groups did. You know, mainstream news did and said it's barium salt lumen dioxide. The government said none of it exists. You're crazy. Ice trails now form at 2,000 feet in the middle of the summer, which they don't. Then, suddenly starting 3 months ago, Obama's top science advisor, this gentleman, John P. Holdren, calling for the forced sterilization, the spraying, the putting stuff in the water and the food to sterilize us, he comes out in AP. In fact, Google this for people on screen at prisonplanet.tv. For everybody else out there listening on the radio, Google this for yourself. Obama's science advisor says terraform Earth to stop global warming, or says Obama science chief says release pollutants to cool Earth. He'll get AP, Reuters, all of it. But the issue is then they come out in the Wall Street Journal and say it's time to cool the planet and say barium salts, aluminum dioxide, exactly what we've been saying they've been spraying. So where are these crazies making this up? Now they come out and go, oh, we have been having thousands of universities and Department of Energy and other governments have been spraying since the early 90s as a test. All of this testing spraying deadly chemicals on us that just so happen to cause Alzheimer's, other degenerative neuro diseases with the neurons in the brain and the rest of the body, the entire nervous system, central nervous and the general nervous system. Now exactly what we said they were doing is what they've announced, but it was only a test. The real program is about to begin, and Atlantic Monthly comes out with images of giant blimps changing the entire atmosphere, which the climatologists say, and the weather warriors we've had on, like Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, saying this will actually destroy the environment. So they're actually going to screw things up so there is a global meltdown so people can't have crops with controlled droughts and floods, to then say, see, we got to have a world government for the floods and droughts they created. These guys are problem, reaction, solution terrorists. They create the crises to offer the solution. Aaron Dykes.
Yeah, and Bertrand Russell says in the same quote that these international authorities will control food, and if the population of one nation should go up, they're going to reciprocate by withholding food, you see? So they're going to control populations through food.
Which is the GMO, which they continue to study the GMO, and they've manipulated and changed genes of the plants to create chemicals that sterilize all mammal species. And so, again, the sperm counts plunged by over 80%. Women are infertile by over 80%. They're already doing it. We are now under attack.
But that's fine if
AIDS is engineered.
That's fine if humans are hurt by barium salts, aluminum oxide, and this other stuff. Because climate change, remember, as they said in the Club of Rome quote, is just the symptom. It's humanity that's the problem.
And they said, the head of the CFR, while writing for the Club of Rome in 1992, Richard N. Haas, said it's a double pincer. Stage terror will be used for the police state to build it, but that police state's really to carry out the forced sterilizations and the green tax and the new home inspections and the control. Okay, the other side of the pincer is the environmental movement and is the new priesthood. And they found the article with him. The first time he had a meeting with the press, he said, we got to terraform the planet. Keep going, Aaron. I'm trying to find the blimp image.
Well, it's just that his very quotes say they're going to seize the children and that the parents will have to then go apply to be parents, basically.
That's it.
That's Nazi Germany.
It's pre-crime. And Obama says everybody's going to be under pre-crime now. And the New Freedom Initiative says all kids will be drugged and all kids will basically be taken. And everybody who does Head Start gets 3 CPS visits a year. And they're trying to make Head Start mandatory now. When we get back, I'm going to find here it is, the Kim Trail, moving heaven and earth. Here it is in Atlantic Monthly saying they're going to have giant blimps surveilling us and chemtrailing us. I mean, they're hitting us hard. And then the yuppies have been preconditioned that none of this exists, so they can't even resist. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you.
You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented new silver solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for new silver solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you again about a company that has supported us in the truth movement for years. Inner Health Botanicals. This company produces the highest quality superfood around, called Inner Food. My wife just loves the stuff. And now, the health ranger, Mike Adams, has awarded Inner Food his Editor's Choice Award for Best Superfood of 2009. Inner Food is loaded with 20 great organic ingredients. No fillers, no sweeteners. It would be impossible to blend this up for a better price, and their formula really works. This is the real thing for the great health you need. Try the Nutra Cafe, their great organic coffee infused with polysaccharides that boosts the immune system. A truly healthy coffee that tastes great. And take it from me, folks, it really does taste great. Don't forget to try their other great products. Go to www.enerfood.com. That's www.enerfood.com. Or just click on their banner on InfoWars.com for special pricing.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friends, something else you can go search engine and pull up. It was President Bush's task force that he set up on the environment, and it was headed up, among other people, by Paul Ehrlich, founder of Zero Population Growth, who is one of the people that wrote the book with this individual, Obama's chief science advisor, John P. Holdren. So the co-author of the book, the government textbook about forced sterilization, forced abortion, world government, carbon taxes to control us, he's George Bush's advisor. See, I mean, that's my point, is it's all these people. This is the program. This is what the shadow government works on. This is what they do. And I showed you the Times of London with David Rockefeller, Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all these other people, quote, meeting in secret. Rich meet in secret to discuss population reduction. this is what they're setting up. This is what they're doing. And all I can do is beg the listeners out there to warn people and to get the word out to everybody and to make this a big issue. You know, they say, oh, trust the government. Take vaccines. The government that was caught giving black men syphilis and letting them die of it over 45 years. A government that was caught radiating 4,000 plus U.S. foster children to death and radiation tests. A government in Project Shad that killed hundreds and hundreds of U.S. soldiers with chemicals, biologicals, or radiologicals, knowing it would kill them. And they did that to create cadres of killers. When I showed Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement in Austin, Texas, at Alamo Draft House on South Lamar 2 years ago, one of the chief people in Rick Perry's office showed up. And he said, I heard Rick Perry's in the film. I'm a listener of the show. I wanted to see it because it was about, part of it's about Rick Perry going to Bilderberg, just 5 minutes of it. And he said, I want you to know that 14 years ago, I was at Fort Sam Houston down in San Antonio as a medic. And they brought in these special forces troops. They gave them shots, and 3 days later, they were all dead. We had to put on decon suits, go in, spray chemicals everywhere, strip out the entire barracks. And he said, I know this stuff's real. Folks, psychopathic control freak killers are running our government and our society. Now, I know we have Dr. Kelly, that's what the caller's calling themselves, Al, Chris, Jeff, Paul, Tom, Ronnie, Rob, Ed, and others. Here's what's going to happen. We're on the AM and FM dial for another 7.5 minutes right now. Then the show ends. But internet only at prisonplanet.tv and on the free streams at infowars.com, I'm going to do 10 minutes only because I got other stuff I got to do in meetings and some of my guys got to go to family barbecues and stuff. So we're going to do 10 minutes to take the rest of your calls. What's funny about that? It's true. You guys said you had to go to barbecue. It's very Al-Qaeda-ish. You know, we're evil going to barbecues. We're not putting poison in your water. You know, we got to have a world government. We got to have a police state because Al-Qaeda might put poisons in the water. Meanwhile, the head of Obama's whole water program is saying poison the water. This is what's covered in my film Endgame. But his new textbook is out. What these psychopaths believe in is out. Now, this played on ABC, and I can't find it anywhere on YouTube, so we're going to play a clip of it here for you. Because I showed you the Times of London headline where the elite were meeting in secret for world population reduction. Now, that was in the British news. Times of London, London Guardian both reported it. In the U.S., it was just, oh, the rich people are meeting in secret to talk about helping black people. Oh, isn't it sweet? And they show some black people. And oh, sweet. I wonder why 45% of them in those countries have HIV. Oh, Bill Gates has a shot for them. His dad heads Planned Parenthood, and Bill Gates is a eugenicist on record. Oh, and Diane Sawyer's how sweet these rich people are. And Oprah cares, too. Oh, so here's that clip. So sweet of them.
The price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart. And that meets the pricey requirements recently held in a
Start over. Hold on. You heard her. The price of admissions is $1 billion and a big heart. It's so sweet. They've given over $100 billion over... Last time I checked, it was over 65 with Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Warren Buffett alone for this eugenics foundation. And the foundation is how to release mosquitoes with vaccine in them so you can't escape. And then, you, of course, you get the shot and suddenly you can't have kids and you got HIV. Oh, it's so sweet. But see, this newscast doesn't tell you. It's so, they're sweet. It's called the good group. ABC News article goes, it's the good group. And Bill Gates is always posing like, in every picture, it's, my daddy heads up Planned Parenthood and was in an army black ops. I'm an IBM front company for the eugenics trust set up by Mr. Watson when he died, the admirer of Hitler in 54. I'm an IBM front for eugenics. I gave, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars total for to help the blacks. Oh, I'm Bill Gates. Let's go ahead and play the clip.
The price of admission is $1 billion and a philanthropic heart. And that meets the pricey requirements recently held in a secret meeting, a private meeting in New York City. ABC's John Berman has the scoop on who was there and what was going on.
Behind closed doors on this New York campus, a secret gathering of some of the world's most powerful people. Gates, Buffett, Bloomberg, Winfrey. It was like, well, it was like the Super Friends.
Oh. In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others
Batman,
in the meeting.
Robin, Aquaman, the Justice Friends, the Justice League, all these eugenicists.
And maybe Oprah Winfrey's a useful idiot they're trying to suck in, but she's involved in all this weird new age world government crap as well. But this is so sick. I mean, I know these two are top eugenicists, Buffett and Gates. And they also show David Rockefeller as the Flash. He's got a lightning bolt on his chest, which is fitting. I mean, it's in the Encyclopedia Britannica, under eugenics, it says the Rockefeller family started it, funded Hitler, run the human genome. It's them, baby. Oh, they're always killing people in tests, but oh, let's take shots they gave us. They love us. Stop being so naive, idiots. Your lives depend on this. This scum thinks you're stupid and won't wake up and stand up. I'm risking my life to tell you this. We need to have a debate about this. Humanity needs to discuss this. I mean, the very same people calling for eugenics are calling for chemtrailing us after they denied it existed. They're spraying us with poison. I'm living in the Twilight Zone episode. You don't think I'm not selfish? You don't think I don't want to take time off and have fun with my family and my wife and kids? But I can't, folks. You think I like facing these fears? What does life matter if you end up living a worthless life and don't stand up to tyranny out of fear? We have no future. We got to stand up against this. Back it up as they show them as superheroes. I mean, how disgusting. Show it again. Here it is. This is sick.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League,
there are
assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
Together with others at the meeting, including George Soros, Ted Turner, David Rockefeller, they're worth more than $125 billion.
To have been in the room and see this meeting of the minds really would have been a fascinating thing.
That much money, that much power around one table. It begs the question, what were they doing? What were they scheming? Total world domination?
This group, together for 6 hours, was talking about charity, education, emergency relief, global health.
All my friends are philanthropic. Well, they probably wouldn't be my friends.
An official at the Gates Foundation told ABCNews.com the overwhelming reason for the meeting was need. That was the issue that galvanized everyone to participate. Together, they've given away $70 billion since 1996. And with the sagging economy, their help could be just what struggling charities need.
Charities are hurting, and somebody has to speak for all these charities. And if they want philanthropy to be robust in the future in the United States, these are the people where you really want to be talking about it.
The new Superman and Wonder Woman, the super rich friends, not fighting bad guys, but fighting for good nonetheless.
ABC
News.
That's enough. Now, the Times of London said billionaire club in bid to curb overpopulation and talks about the same meeting by John Harlow, Los Angeles. It's global health. But see, in their weird lawyer speak, it's the globe's health to get rid of all these people. But it isn't even about that. They say it's about the elite having access to the life extension technologies that they believe if they can extend their lives in their 20, 30 years, the technology will be so advanced, they're all on record saying this, that it'll be unlimited life extension, but the public can't have access. So they're already suppressing the technologies that are the bridge to this system in the national security reservations above the technological development that we're pretty much frozen in. This is the real world. This is what affects your family. They're putting poison in your food. They're putting poison in your water. They're carrying out these operations. I just documented it with the president's own head of science calling for your forced sterilization. Great job, crew. This is the end of the main radio transmission, but I'll continue at prisonplanet.tv and InfoWars.com right now.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
We are in overdrive. The eugenicists, the Rockefeller family, the Rothschilds, the Queen of England, all publicly eugenicists, their fathers and grandfathers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers set up eugenics on record. That's historical fact. Then, after Hitler embarrassed them moving too quickly, as they said, they went underground and they took over society by stealth. They created the social welfare system to get the public in their webs, to capture the public. And now the head of Obama's entire science division, his science chief advisor, is out in this big textbook calling for eugenics, forced sterilization, a world government to carry it out, forced abortions, killing babies, putting drugs in the water to sterilize you and in your food. And I never got to this on the main show. Then we're going to take 10 calls and end it. Bored with PCs, Bill Gates sets his sights on controlling the weather. Now see how Paul... John P. Holdren, who co-authored the 1977 book, which he advocated the formation of a planetary regime that would use global political force to enforce totalitarian measures on population control, including forced abortions, mass sterilization programs conducted via the food supply. And that's written by Paul Joseph Watson, as well as mandatory bodily implants that would prevent couples from having children. Now, he's calling for global climate manipulation to save the Earth from greenhouse gases, but then he admits that's all made up. It's about shutting down the sunlight so plants can't grow the food we need so that people will starve to death. And they say in their own documents they would do that. Bill Gates, the eugenicist, separately is out seconding Holdren. This is in Popular Science. Bored with PCs, Bill Gates sets his sights on controlling the weather. Oh, and it's exactly what Stanford Research Institute certified in 1967 that Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons meteorologist, broke here on this show. That by the 60s, they could create, they could steer, they could strengthen, they could weaken hurricanes. They're going to use this stuff against us and then say, oh, look, the Earth's having serious problems. We've got to take all your rights. We've got to have a global carbon tax or the hurricanes won't stop. Dr. Kelly, caller from California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Alex, you're the king. Thank you so much for sharing the truth, and just keep praying and reading the word. And God says, be fruitful and multiply. So eat good.
Well, I'm not the king.
Thanks.
No king but King Jesus, but I will tell you, the kings are the great folks making the show possible, and you the callers, but go ahead.
And keep drinking raw milk on the air, and be friends with your farmer, and, you know,
Al-Qaeda.
I understand your holy righteous anger.
Evil.
I don't know who it was that came knocking and talking on the door in Reno a couple of years ago asking if there were unvaccinated children in the home.
No, that's CPS. They try to, I mean, ma'am, that's been in the news. They do that to create fear. There's no law, but they come and knock and say, we're here to look at your guns and take them. And they go, but there's no law. And they just go, let us have the firearms. It's called knock and talk. Sorry, go ahead.
It's a man at the door in a cop uniform, a wrinkled one, a tattered man, and a lady with a clipboard asking if there are, you know, I lived in kind of in the poverty neck of the woods, and so, you know, that's where they started, and they had brought a van or a bus, like these little FEMA buses that you're talking about, and I really appreciate you telling the truth.
Doc, let me throw this in. Obama now is going to have mobile vans for everybody, and you're going to go to the FEMA camp to the mobile van, and of course you're frisked to make sure there's no weapons, but you're going to be destitute, so you'll have to go to the camp. Google for folks if they don't believe me. Obama announces federal health care vans. I'm sorry, ma'am. Go ahead.
I mean, this was 2 years ago before he was even in office.
No, I understand. He's just going into high gear with him.
My nephew, yeah, and I'm encouraging my family and my nephew and everybody, we need to go in on one of these front site memberships and get trained on how to defend ourselves and our people and our land and our water. And
but
these,
ma'am,
are not gonna
take the shot.
Us.
You're not going to hurt
Never.
Anymore after.
Never. The We're, shot's guilty.
You need to die the for the earth. David Rockefeller needs the earth for himself. So does the Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. Ma'am.
Leonard Horowitz came to our college and spoke, and he talked about, you know, the importance of that these vaccines were filled with poisons to kill people.
No, they are.
They
back,
never
right
invited him back to tell the truth. You know,
well,
it's terrible. And these are chiropractors. These are the people that study health and nutrition and thousands of hours and hundreds of hours in you know, how to properly use an X-ray, not to radiate people to death. And I thank you. I mean, it's a miracle that we're both here.
No, it is. And God bless you. I'm out of time. I want to take a few more calls before we end the show because the crew's got to go. But that's why I interrupt and gibber and jabber and always have more facts and more proof because it's so ridiculous. They're openly saying they're killing us. They're openly spraying us. And then it's like, oh, I'm not supposed to talk about that. Kooks talk about that. Well, but the media says that. I mean, here's the Pope calling for world government. Here's Al Gore calling for world government. Here's Ruth Bader Ginsburg saying we need to get rid of the undesirables with abortion. Pope calls for world political authority. I mean, it's all real. They're killing you. And so many of these control freak yuppies are being killed by it, but they are still for it. It's just sick. Al in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Bubba.
Good, sir. I just got something to add to your discussion on eugenics here. It's Revelations 11:18. The nations were angry, and your wrath has come. The time has come for judging the dead and for rewarding your servants, the prophets, and your saints, and those who reverence your name, both small and great. And this is why Jesus comes back, and for destroying those who destroy the earth. This is God's paradise. It's not the world's property. It's not the government property.
And the elite are the ones with the genetic engineering cross species that are actually hurting the earth, and they brag about that. None of this has to do anything with the earth. It's about them hogging everything and being control freaks and setting up a dictatorship built around humans being bad. I appreciate your call. But if you're going to quote Revelations, I would just add this caveat, this addendum, this proviso. The fake churches are World Council of Churches, Rockefeller-controlled, and they are saying, lay down, it's the end of the world. They thought that with Hitler, it was the end of the world. We got to fight this evil regardless. Thank you, Al. Chris in Canada, you're on the air.
Yes, good evening, Alex. I have it's a possible solution to some of this problem.
Yeah, expose these criminals. Take them on. Arrest them.
Right.
Expose what murdering control freaks they are. Admit they're already hitting us with these systems. The exact systems they propose and say they've been testing are the exact systems we've been saying for decades they had in place.
Right. We can do simple things.
These operations are being carried out now. This is going on now. I should have made that point earlier. Go ahead.
No, I totally agree with you, but we can do simple things like using notices of understanding and claim of right for health and health and wellness. And if you write these letters, you have to write them to many different people.
What, tell the elites to stop chemtrailing you and they stop with a letter? What, with a UCC code on it or something?
Well, you have to get a notary of a republic. And,
sir, listen, I appreciate your call, and I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying completely, because I don't have time to do that. They don't stop chemtrailing because you've sent in a notary of this stuff or because you put a $1 billion bond on them. Okay? Nobody collects on these bonds. It's not real. I'm tired of patriots believing it and going to prison. Now, we should be notifying government as free humans that we're not their slaves and we know they're doing this and take over our counties and cities and communities and bring these crooks to justice. We have the righteous right as free sentient beings to not be their slaves, and their government is illegitimate. I'm just telling you, they're going to ignore whatever paper you file with them. Now, you do file a vaccine exemption form, but that turns your right into a privilege. How do you file an exemption form on something that isn't even a law? Now I got a headache. I just do this too much. Paul in Missouri. Go ahead. You're on the air. No, Jeff in Missouri. And then Paul in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Jeff.
Alex, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm going to give you another headache, but I'm going to try to be nice to you, okay? You got the wrong information about the Roman Catholic Church. The Pope did not call for world political authority. If you take time to read his encyclical, there is no mention of world political authority that he put in his encyclical. Number two, the Roman Catholic Church is the only organized religion fighting against eugenics. They have been from the very beginning.
All right, let me stop you. I'm going to let you continue. This may be the last call because I told the guys they'd be out of here by 10 after, and we're now there. Listen, we may take a few more. This is a very in-depth issue, just like the last caller. Number one, I get accused of working for the Catholic Church when I'm not even Catholic. But I'm not saying Catholics are bad. And so there's that whole crazy kind of Israeli-funded operation that anybody that criticizes world government, that then, you know, kind of use a fake conspiracy theory against you to do that. But it is true that Pope John Paul II did call for a new world order in Latin. He did have that weird group with hundreds of religions there at the St. Peter's Basilica calling for it. I have the clip in Latin. My wife speaks Italian. I had her watch it because she lived in Italy for 4 years. And she said, no, yeah, he's calling for a global political authority, a loving globalization. And Ratzinger's called for all sorts of stuff. I mean, Pope Benedict. So I do know they speak out against abortion and eugenics. So I do know that's true. Because I flip around on XM and I've listened to Vatican Radio, and every time I listen, that's probably like five times they're speaking out against eugenics. So you're right. They are doing that. But at the same time, they are calling for this other stuff. Go ahead and make your point.
Read the encyclical. Don't listen to Reuters, okay? Reuters are liars. They hate the Catholic Church.
So are you saying that Pope Benedict did not call for a global government?
That's right. There's no mention of it in his encyclical at all. Reuters completely fabricated that.
Why don't you write a blurb for us and with footnotes and send it to writers@infowars.com and we'll look into it.
Okay, I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. You know, we got Paul, Wisconsin, Tom, Ronnie, Rob, Ed. You know what? The crew's always nice. It comes in here on Sundays, but I'm going to leave it up to them. Guys, we can take two more calls or end it now. I'm going to leave it up to two more. Okay. We'll talk to Paul in Wisconsin. Go ahead.
Alex, I was wondering if you were aware that Clifford Carnicom found, in his samples, he found freeze dried red blood cells. Desiccated erythrocytes.
Sir, Austin did test and found it. I've played mainstream newscast where state health department in Washington State tested it, and it was white blood cells. Yes, There's biological. There's chemical. They, you know, whole police stations get sick from this stuff. This is real. They are spraying us constantly.
The perfect vehicle for a bioweapon.
Yeah, and most of these weapons are binary, meaning they give you part of the weapon now, then they have the antidote for it, and they give you the second part later. They are doing, sir, they admit, my film Endgame, tens of thousands of admitted tests that killed Americans. It's all for eugenics. These people are absolutely out of control. And how do you get the public to care about this instead of Michael Jackson?
Alex, could I just read you a list off Clifford Carnicom's site?
Yeah, by the way, I've told my producer.
Go ahead. This stuff. Here I go. Aluminum, barium, boron, cadmium, calcium, chromium, copper, iron, lead, magnesium, manganese, nickel, potassium, silicon, sodium, strontium. And yeah, I said it, strontium. It's strontium. And vanadium and zinc. That's what's in the air. And that's all I have to say. We love you, Alex. Have a nice afternoon.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, it's... We called Carnicom about a year ago, and he said, I'll come on in a month. I'm finishing a project right now. And then you forget to get him back on. I want notes all over Dude's desk. Carnicom, 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 Carnicom. I was talking about Carnicom with Charlie Sheen this morning. We need to get this information, because I want Carnicom back on, not just the Skywatch lady and others, now that they're just admitting all this crap. Oh, there's no chemtrailing. You say we're spraying barium salts and aluminum and all this. It's not going on. It's not a terraforming project that happens to also be toxic to reproductive organs. And then, oh, to save the earth, we want to spray you with exactly what the kooks said that we were spraying them with. Last call, and I'm sorry to Ronnie and Rob and Ed, but we got time for Tom in Florida, and that's it. Tom, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, man.
Hey, buddy.
I got one thing to say. It's a perfect introduction to what I'm saying. The only thing, the only element that there is that can bind to every other element is oxygen. The medicinal use of oxygen. Nikola Tesla invented the first machine, ozone machine, back in 1890 for medicinal use.
Yeah, oxygen is better than silver solution. It's better than antibiotics. It eats through steel, and we're these awesome creatures that live in a high radiation environment right up against the sun that breathe a gas that'll eat steel. And I'm surprised they haven't said it's toxic, needs to be banned, but they're already trying to ban what plants breathe. Carbon dioxide.
It's oxygen, all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's oxygen. It, in the bioactive form. There's a video out from Canada, Oxygen in the Politics of Medicine, Ozone in the Politics of Medicine. It points out there was a clinic in Germany.
That's a conspiracy theory. Oxygen, hold on. Oxygen isn't good. I mean, I do breathe it. It does make me live, but it's evil. We need to. In fact, there is some talk now.
It's not carbon dioxide that's polluting the earth. It's a lack of oxygen.
Sir, I was being sarcastic. I know. No. I mean, we need the carbon cycle is sunlight, water, carbon dioxide, and oxygen. All four are needed for life. But there is some talk now about restricting oxygen as well. They're now saying oxygen may be bad. I always joked about that. And we're going to be the conspiracy cooks. We believe oxygen
Nicholas
is good.
1890. He had a cure for everything.
Well, I know oxygen is really great, and I appreciate your call. Anytime I hear cure for everything, you got to look out. But oxygen is really important. Animals do breathe it. Animal life does live off of it. I know that's a conspiracy theory and shocking to some, but carbon dioxide and oxygen are good. Well, that was 2 hours and 18 minutes of transmission today. Great job to the crew in there. We're now simulcasting the Sunday transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll join you in retransmission from 2 hours ago when I was covering the science director of the entire federal government and his textbook about taking your babies at birth, CPS ruling, paramilitary force, killing your babies, toxins in your food and water, and a lot more. retransmission with some of the most important information I've ever covered. A huge break in the case, a textbook that covers the full spectrum of what they're doing, not a piece here and not a piece there. This is key. Great job, crew. We'll see you back tomorrow live, 11 a.m. Central at InfoWars.com. Let's take these bastards on. Let's take our planet back and say, you're not going to exterminate us. We're coming for you, New World Order. Ugh!